This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Today on Radio Boston, the latest installment of our regular food segment.
Is that radishes over there?
Really great for a salad.
Cooking really, I've been on high heat. I mean, this is from farm to the fork.
And yes, we call this segment From Farm to Fork. With Tremont 647 chef and owner Andy Husbands, Anthony and I are visiting New England farms, fields, and markets, and picking ingredients that are fresh, that catch the eye, and excite the appetite. Then we head into the kitchen with Andy to cook up a dish and post the recipe online. For today's segment, Anthony headed out to Concord for a mouth-watering appreciation of steak.
And we're here at Verrill Farms in Concord. This is a family-owned business. They sell locally grown produce, grass-fed beef, and some of the first fresh spring produce is already on display, and it looks great. And with me is Andy Husbands, owner and chef of Tremont 647. Andy, good to see you.
Nice to see you.
So what are we going to do today? What are you going to cook?
I'm going to do a very simple pan-seared steak with a parsnip puree. You're going to be surprised how delicious and how easy this is.
Excellent. Well, I can't wait. So let's go. So you're the owner of Verrill Farm?
Yeah, along with my wife and daughter.
Just say your name and who you are.
Stephen Verrill, Verrill Farm in Concord.
So you were just talking about the beef that we're looking at.
Yes, we do some grass-fed beef. We pasture them out for the summer, and we use a little corn finishing them off to get just a little marbling with it.
And how does it compare to the grain-fed corn?
I think it has a little more flavor, and it eats great if you don't like it well done. Some of the leaner cuts, I think, when you cook them well done, they get a little chewy. But as long as you like it medium rare or rare, it comes out very nice.
And, Steve, where are they pastured? Like right outside here or
well,
nearby?
Down at the corner of Sudbury Road and Route 2, there's a pasture right there.
Locally raised. Can't get any more locally raised than that.
No, absolutely not. I can't wait to eat one. It's going to be great.
What do you like about these steaks and what you hear about them?
What's exciting for me is, as a chef and a local bore is just that it's local. That's right off the bat. If you look at it, though, you know, we can see there's nice marbling in here, which we know is going to give us nice flavor. And with grass-fed, it has a unique flavor. We've kind of grown up on corn-fed, so grass-fed going to have a little more of an earthy flavor. Also, because it's not getting all those hormones, antibiotics, all that other stuff that unfortunately they're putting into it, and this is actually more of a natural steak the way it has been for hundreds of years, and this is what's great about it coming back.
So question about one thing that Steve Verrill said, grass-fed, but he said they finished them off with a little bit of corn. Mm-hmm. So what's the thinking there?
They'll probably do that in the last like month or 2 months. That kind of helps the fat get into the meat itself, and that's where we see this really nice marbling. You can kind of see the kind of the white fleck that's in there, and that's going to help develop the flavor.
All right. Well, where do we go from here?
I think we should look at some of the parsnips, and then we'll cook a little bit.
Excellent. So tell us everything we need to know about parsnips.
Parsnips are fall and spring. It looks like a carrot. It looks like a white carrot, but it's a little bit more sweeter, earthy. It has some fiber to it, but in a good way. It kind of gets this kind of nice creamy element to it when you cook it. If you're trying to get your kids to eat vegetables, this is what they'll eat because it's naturally sweet.
So what are you going to do with this? I mean, we'll get into this in the kitchen, but what's your idea?
Well, what I want to do with the parsnip is make a sauce out of it. Big trend in cooking is using vegetables as sauces. You see a lot of chefs, and myself inclusive, who are moving away from butter sauces and cream sauces. I don't really like to eat that way, nor do I like to cook that way. So I'm going to simply take it, chop it up, boil it, and puree it with a little bit of milk and salt. What I want to do is really highlight just what that parsnip tastes like, and then I'm going to serve it with one of those yummy steaks that we saw. So,
all right, let's do it.
Okay. All right, so I've cut the parsnip in kind of a quarter-inch chips, and I'm going to add some cold water. I actually think I'm going to throw in a small clove of garlic also in there. When you're making something, you can either decide to add the garlic now, and what's going to happen is that's going to become more part of the flavor. Well, when I puree it at the end, I could actually add it then. But I don't want the garlic to really be prominent. I want it to more kind of just excite the parsnips. So this is a porterhouse here, which means that we have the New York strip on one side, and we have the tenderloin on the other. And with the bone, that's also called a T-bone, in the center. We could cut the bone out if we wanted to and have those two separate beautiful pieces. But anytime you cook with the bone,
It's like cooking like a chicken breast on the bone. It's juicier. Mm-hmm. And actually it maintains the integrity and flavor so much better than actually cutting it out.
Nice.
All right, let's cook the steak.
All right, great.
I have some what we call butcher crack or
very
they call
coarse
it
pepper.
10 mesh also, butcher grind. So I'm going to literally put the coarse pepper and kosher salt and just press on it a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit of canola oil, so I know that it's hot.
Here it goes. There are few sounds more satisfying than that, I would say.
One of the keys here is not to move it. People need patience. I can grill a piece of salmon on a grill with no oil, nice clean grill, and move it as long as you let it caramelize and actually sear. Once we've done that, then it will naturally release. But if we try to rush it, it will break apart. So we want to really just let this sit. I started the pan on high. I'm going to turn it down. If we call high a 10, we're going to put this down to about a 7. What I'm going to do now is I have some fresh thyme sprigs. I'm just going to throw in the pan there.
Fantastic. And you put it next to the steak, not on the steak.
I'm going to take a little bit of the natural juices that are coming in the pan, and I'm going to spoon them on top of the steak. And those natural juices are mixing with the fresh thyme that's there. And we can, I mean, you can smell it,
I can already smell it. It's
smell
just amazing.
That thyme. Yeah. What I'm going to do is take it out of the pan. You can rest it on the back of a fork. I have it on a set of pair of tongs. What do you need to think about when you're cooking meat? It's like a rubber band, and you're twisting it and twisting it up. If we cut it right away, that rubber band will unravel, and the juices will come out. So we want that muscle to relax. And once it starts to relax, then when we cut it, the juices will stay within it and still remain juicy. So it's always nice to take a good 5 minutes and just let it sit and rest.
Meanwhile, we've got the 5 minutes to do the parsnips.
Yeah. So I have a blender. This is your standard bar blender here that we all have make margaritas at home with. And I have my parsnips boiled in water. I'm straining them. Put them right into the blender.
A little salt.
And this is just whole milk.
Whole milk.
About 2 tablespoons at first. And I'm going to pulse it for a second. 2 more tablespoons. It's a fake cream sauce, right? This is just a...
And better for you. No
better
doubt.
For you. And if we wanted to use a low-fat milk, that would be okay too.
Looks like a very, very loose mashed potato
is
really what it looks
exactly.
like.
Now, what I'm going to do with this steak is we're going to do it what they call Florentine style. And all it is fresh lemon juice and a really nice olive oil on top right before you serve it.
You're squeezing some lemon juice right on the steak.
And I have a really nice extra virgin olive oil here.
It's such a beautiful thing. Nicely done.
Thank you.
It looks beautiful. So now we should just have a bite of it, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. That intense salt and pepper on the outside, but it mixes nicely with the rest of the steak. I'm going to try some of this parsnip sauce here. Really nice. So there it is. It's a pan-fried porterhouse steak with a parsnip sauce, and it's delicious. And the recipe is on our website at radioboston.org. And Andy Husbands, thanks so much. What a pleasure.
Thank you.
Anthony, next time you got to bring some back.
I tell you.
It sounded delicious.
There wouldn't be much left by the time I got back to the studio, that's for sure.
All right, well, my stomach is going to grumble through the break, but we've got to take one because up next, sports with Bill Littlefield.
And putting the uke in neutral milk hotel. And to find out what that means, you'll have to stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.